Hi, and welcome to MathsIT Podcast F02. This podcast focuses on the foundation GCSE topic, integers and positive and negative numbers. To use this podcast, you will need the corresponding worksheet F02. You can download this from www.maths-it.org.uk. Let's start by looking at question 1. Tony had £4,049, and Terry had £7.01. What we have to do is write down in figures how much money Tony and Terry each had. £4,049 is 4049 pounds. This is because the 4 must be in the thousands column. There are no hundreds. There's 4 in the tens column since we have 40, and 9 in the units column for the 49. So we should have 4049 pounds. For £7.01, we need to write down £7 first, then we need to put it down a decimal point to signify that we're starting with the pence. 1 pence is 1/100th of a pound, so we need to put 0.1. So this should be 7.01 pounds. Now let's move on to question 2. This question asks us to write a list of numbers in order of size, starting with the smallest. The first list is 75, 56, 37, 9 and 59. The smallest number here is 9 since it has no digits in the tens column. Then we need to compare the tens digit for each of the other numbers. You can see that this is lowest for 37, so 37 is next in our list. We then have 56 and 59. Both of these numbers have 5 in the tens column. So we must also compare the units column. For 56 this is a 6, and for 59 it's a 9, so 56 is the next number in our list. Then follows 59, and finally, since it has the highest number in the tens column, 75. So the number should be 9, 37, 56, 59 and 75. The next one has some larger numbers. Again, the principle is the same. We need to start by looking for the number with the highest place value. 2,900 has thousands as the highest place value. 3,951 is also in the thousands column. 10,032 has a digit in the 10,000s column, so this will be the largest number. 2,090 has a digit in the thousands column, and 920 has the largest digit in the hundreds column. So 920 must be our smallest number, since it doesn't have any digit in the thousands column. We then need to compare the thousands digit for the numbers that have the highest place value in the thousands column. We can see that the lowest of these is 2,900 and 2,090. So we then need to compare the hundreds column. For 2,900 this is 9, but for 2,090 this is 0. So 2,090 must be the next number in the list. Then follows 2,900. Then it must be 3,951, since this is the last remaining number with only a thousands digit. And finally, 10,032, since this has a digit in the 10,000s column. So the list should be 920, 2,090, 2,900, 3,951, and finally 10,032. For the final part of this question, we need to put into order some numbers which include negatives. Now the smallest number here is negative 10, since a large negative number is actually smaller than a small negative number, so negative 10 is lower than negative 8. So the order here is negative 10, negative 8, negative 1, these are all the negative numbers, then 0, and then the positive numbers, 5, followed by 7. So the order should be negative 10, negative 8, negative 1, 0, 5, and 7. Question 3. Question 3 says that a factory makes 750,000 cans each week. We need to write 750,000 using figures. Now a million is 1 followed by 6 zeros. You should know this. So 750,000 is 3/4 of 1 followed by 6 zeros. You should recognise that 3/4 is 0.75 as a decimal. So we need to do 1,000,000 times 0.75. This gives us 750000, so 75 followed by 4 zeros. This number is actually 750,000, which is 250,000. Part B asks us to work out the number of cans made in 8 weeks. So what we need to do is do 8 multiplied by 750,000. Now 8 times 75 is 600. So 8 times 7,500 is 6 million. So the answer here is 6 million. Now question 4. Question 4 has a list of temperatures at different times during the day. We have to write down from this, for part A, the highest temperature and the lowest temperature. The highest temperature must be positive since there are positive numbers in our list, and the highest of these is 6 degrees centigrade. The lowest temperature must be the lowest of the negative temperatures. Now remember, when you're counting down in negative numbers, the lower you get, the higher the actual number. So negative 11 is the lowest of these temperatures. So the highest temperature is 6 degrees C, and the lowest temperature is negative 11 degrees C. For part B, we need to work out the difference in temperatures between various times. For the first part, we need to work out the difference in temperature between 4 a.m. and 8 a.m. The temperature at 4 a.m. is negative 11 degrees C, and the temperature at 8 a.m. is negative 2 degrees C. If we count up from negative 11 to negative 2, you have to count up by 9. So the difference in temperature is 9 degrees C. Part 2 asks us to find the difference in temperature between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. The temperature at 3 p.m. is 6 degrees centigrade, and the temperature at 7 p.m. is negative 3 degrees centigrade. So if we count down from 6 to negative 3, again you'll see that you count down by 9. For questions like this, it's often worth writing down a number line. So draw a line and mark on 0, work upwards, going 1, 2, 3, 4, and so on, and then downwards from 0, minus 1, minus 2, minus 3, and so on. This can often help in these sorts of questions. For part C on this question, it says that 11 p.m. that day, the temperature had fallen by 6 degrees C from its value at 7 p.m. This value at 7 p.m. was negative 3 degrees C. So we need to go down by 6 degrees C from minus 3. Again, the number line here will come in handy. So if you count down from negative 3 by 6, you get negative 4, negative 5, negative 6, negative 7, negative 8, negative 9. So the temperature at 11 p.m. is going to be minus 9 degrees centigrade. Moving on to question 5. Question 5 says that we have 4 cards, 1, 9, 7, and 6. We have to put the cards together to make a number. We have to first show the smallest number possible. To make the smallest number possible, we need to make the highest place value as low as possible. The highest place value is the thousands column, so this must be the 1. The next is the hundreds column, so the next smallest digit is 6. Then the tens column, this digit must be 7, since it's the next smallest. And finally, the largest digit goes in the lowest place value, the units. So we should have 1, 6, 7, 9. For part 2, we need to make the largest number possible. So this time we need to put the largest digit in the highest place value. So 9 goes in the thousands column. We then work downwards, so 7 goes in the hundreds column, 6 in the units in the tens column, and 1 in the units column. So the highest number possible is 9761. We then need to use the cards to make a true statement where something plus something is equal to something. Now, we need to make sure that we can add together two of the cards to give a number that can be made using the other two cards remaining. If you look at these, you can see that 9 plus 7 gives us 16, which can be made using the 1 and the 6 from the remaining cards. You could have also written 7 plus 9 equals 16, but this is the only possibility with the cards given. For the final part of this question, we need to write down the value of the fifth number that needs to be used to make the multiplication 1976 multiplied by 10. Since 1976 multiplied by 10 is 19760, the fifth card should be 0. Question 6. For question 6, firstly, we need to write down the number 12,209 in figures. So we start with 12, that goes in the thousands column, so we need three more digits after that. 2 goes in the hundreds column, and 9 in the units column. Now, you'll notice that we haven't got anything in the tens column, so we must put a 0 there. So the number should be 12209, 12,209. For part B, we need to write the number 6,074 correct to the nearest hundred. Now, 6,074 is closer to 6,100 than 6,000. So to the nearest hundred, this is 6,100. Part C asks us to write down the value of 4 in the number 391,473. The 4 is in the hundreds column, so the value of this 4 is 400. And now question 7. Question 7 involves using scales. It's very important when you're using scales to find out what the intervals stand for. For the first scale here, we go from 500 to 600 in 10 intervals. This means that each interval must be 10. It's worth counting up the intervals to check that you get from 500 to 600. So counting the intervals, start at 500, then 510, 520, 530, 540, 550 is a slightly larger mark, then 560, 570, 580, 590, and then 600. So the arrow here points to 580. For the next one, the interval is 1, since if we count from 30 to 40, we count up in 1s to get there. So, to put 32 on the number line, we need to count 2 intervals beyond 30. We need to indicate this with an arrow. For the next part of the question, we need to mark on negative 4 on the number line. Now, here we have to count downwards, so if you start at 0, practice by counting down in negative numbers to get to negative 10. So 0, negative 1, negative 2, negative 3, negative 4, negative 5 again is a slightly larger mark, negative 6, negative 7, negative 8, negative 9, negative 10. So we need to start at 0 and count backwards to negative 4. So it should be the fourth interval from the right. Again, this should be marked with an arrow. Moving on to question 8. Question 8 indicates some places with temperatures. We first need to write down the two places that had the biggest difference in temperature. To get the biggest difference, we need the place with the highest temperature and the place with the lowest temperature. The highest temperature here is going to be a positive number, and it's going to be Plymouth, since it's got 5 degrees centigrade, whereas London only has 3 degrees centigrade. The lowest temperature is going to be the lowest of the negative numbers. Now remember that a negative number is lower if it has actually a higher value. So, negative 7 is lower than negative 6 and negative 4. So the place with the lowest temperature is Edinburgh, the highest temperature is Plymouth. So these should be the names that you write down. We then need to work out the difference in temperature between these two places. Now again, it's quite useful to write down a number line for this. We need to start at negative 7 and work up to 5. So if you count from negative 7, we get negative 6, negative 5, negative 4, negative 3, negative 2, negative 1, 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. To do this, we need to count up 12 places. So the difference in temperature is 12 degrees centigrade. And now onto the last page and question 9. Question 9 gives us a formula. The formula is D equals UT plus KT squared. We have to substitute in the values U equals 10, T equals negative 3, and K equals 7. So, to work out the value of D, we need to write down D equals 10 times negative 3, substituting in the value of U and the value of T, plus 7 multiplied by negative 3 squared. Again, substituting in the values of K and T. We need to use BODMAS to solve this problem, since we need to use the correct order of working. Since we haven't got any brackets, we move on to others. Others means things like squaring, square rooting. So we've got negative 3 squared, which needs to be done first. Now remember, if you've got a minus number multiplied by a minus number, the answer is positive. So negative 3 times negative 3 is going to be positive 9. So the next line of working should read d equals 10 multiplied by negative 3 plus 7 multiplied by 9. We can now do the multiplication. 10 multiplied by negative 3 is 30, but because it's positive and negative, it's negative 30. 7 multiplied by 9 is 63. So we now have negative 30 plus 63. We then can do the addition. Now if we start at negative 30 and add on 63, it means we go up by 63 from negative 30. Now to get from negative 30 to 0, we go up by 30, which means we have 33 remaining. So the answer is 33. Now moving on to question 10. Again, a formula question. This time the formula is p equals x squared minus 7x. We need to work out the value of p when x is equal to negative 5. So again, we need to substitute in. So the first line of working should read p equals negative 5 squared minus 7 times negative 5. Again, using the order of working BOD mass, there's no brackets, so we need to use others first. Others is things like squaring and square rooting, so we need to do the negative 5 squared. Negative 5 times negative 5 is 25, since 5 times 5 is 25, and a negative number multiplied by a negative number is positive. We then have to do, take away 7 times minus 5. 7 times minus 5 is negative 35. So we should have now 25 take away negative 35. Taking away a negative number is like adding the number. So 25 take away negative 35 is the same as 25 plus 35, which gives us 60. So the final answer here is p equals 60. Finally, for question 11, we need to calculate some expressions with negative numbers in. Firstly, we have a, which is 4 minus 9, in brackets, minus 3 minus 8, in brackets. Again, we need to use BOD mass here, the order of working. So brackets first, so 4 minus 9 is negative 5, and 3 minus 8 is also negative 5. So we now have negative 5 minus negative 5. Now remember, if you're subtracting a negative number, it's like adding that number. So we have negative 5 plus 5. Now if you start at negative 5 and go up by 5 on the number line, you'll get to 0. So the final answer here is 0. For part B, we have 4 multiplied by 9 divided by 4 minus 10. Because we've got division and we need a separate numerator and denominator, we need to calculate those first. So for the numerator, 4 times 9 is 36. The denominator, 4 minus 10, is negative 6. So we find we have 36 divided by negative 6. Now 36 divided by 6 is 6, but we have a positive number divided by a negative number, so the answer should be negative 6. And this concludes Maths It Podcast F02.